This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire officials gathered at the newly opened Downtown Transfer Center on Wednesday to celebrate Transit Equity Day. Transit Equity Day is held on February 4th to honor the birthday of Rosa Parks, whose refusal to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in 1955 sparked the over year-long Montgomery bus boycott, a crucial moment in the civil rights movement. Phil Swanhorst is the Eau Claire Transit Commission chairperson and a former Eau Claire bus driver, and shared his thoughts on the history of Transit Equity Day in Eau Claire.
And this is the 10th year since I attended a conference in Washington, D.C. to create February 4th. Why February 4th? We wanted an activist that believed in equity in transportation, and who better than Rosa Parks, and her birthday is February 4th. So 10 years ago, we created that, and by we, it was unions, it was management, it was Ireland, it was South Africa, it was European countries.
In its proclamation declaring February 4th as Transit Equity Day, the Eau Claire City Council highlighted the importance of public transit as an essential service for residents to access things like healthcare and employment, as well as its importance in addressing climate change. Swanhorst also shared his thoughts on what future progress could look like for public transit in Eau Claire.
Continued applicable ADA compliance. Believe it or not, we build our buses, our transfer center. Our accommodations are very ADA compliant. When we drop off at some schools, some healthcare facilities, some older churches, they are not ADA compatible. So the future would be to have our community be ADA.
To honor Transit Equity Day, a local nonprofit, Jonah, covered all bus fares on Wednesday so residents could ride for free. Each bus also had a rose in the front seat to honor Rosa Parks. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced over $5 million in federal funding for projects across western Wisconsin. According to a press release on Tuesday, the bipartisan government funding bill passed this week includes funding to expand access to affordable health care, connect residents with job training programs and employment opportunities, and create more affordable housing. Healthcare access and affordable housing have been especially difficult issues to address in western Wisconsin. A number of municipalities, ranging from the city of Eau Claire to St. Croix County, identified building more housing units as one of the most significant long-term needs facing their communities. Five organizations will receive direct funding through the legislation, including the University of Wisconsin-Stout to expand support for entrepreneurs, Gunderson La Crosse Medical Center to renovate a facility providing addiction services, the Pablo Center in Eau Claire for STEAM education, the Family and Children's Center of Wisconsin for a new mental health diagnostic center, and the Vernon Memorial Healthcare Foundation for a new clinic. After weeks of being offline due to funding issues, Wisconsin Eye officially started live streaming events at the state capitol again this week. Wisconsin Eye temporarily shut down in December after officials said they needed to raise $250,000 to resume operations for the first 3 months of 2026 and $1 million for the full year. State lawmakers have been working to address the funding issues at the nonprofit, with legislation pending that would provide Wisconsin Eye with some state funding in addition to its own fundraising efforts. The legislation would use $10 million from the state budget to establish a trust fund and build a permanent endowment for Wisconsin Eye. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says the bill does not have an exact matching contribution requirement for the nonprofit, but it would be responsible for raising a few hundred thousand dollars each year to support the streaming service. In addition to resuming live streams this week, Wisconsin Eye also brought its extensive video archive covering years of state politics back online. The city of Eau Claire is seeking more poll workers with the spring election about 2 months away. Officials from the city clerk's office say they need around 500 to 600 poll workers for each election across the city's 20 voting sites. Residents interested in serving as a poll worker for the April 7th election can find more information on the city's election website and submit their application. If approved, candidates will also need to attend a training session. Poll workers will receive pay at $8.25 an hour for both the election and training sessions. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is sharing tips on protecting yourself from carbon monoxide poisoning after two people were hospitalized in Pleasant Valley. Everyone should have working carbon monoxide detectors on every level of their home and replace the batteries twice a year. If you park your car in a garage, you should always turn the engine off inside to prevent carbon monoxide from building to an unsafe level. Residents should also avoid using generators and gasoline or propane heaters inside and have their furnace or wood-burning stove inspected every year. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is conducting a traffic study along the Highway 53 corridor between Eau Claire and Chippewa County. According to a Leader Telegram report, DOT officials say crash rates along the corridor are significantly higher than the statewide average for similar roads. They're hoping to identify the biggest safety and operational concerns on that stretch of highway and determine what alternative options are available to improve driver safety. DOT officials say these studies typically take around 3 years to complete. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is also warning residents about a persistent scam that's popping up again. Scammers are impersonating tolling agencies, sending fake emails to potential victims claiming that they have overdue toll fees. If their victim clicks on the link provided in the email, it redirects them to a website that is designed to look like a real toll payment portal. DOT officials are reminding residents that Wisconsin does not have any toll roads, and if they're unsure if a payment request is legitimate, they should contact the toll agency directly. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Tornadoes, flooding, and baseball-size hail are all part of the week in Wisconsin weather, so far. The strongest Badger State twister in 5 years hit Tuesday night. The National Weather Service says an EF3 tornado hit west of Union Center Tuesday evening, damaging homes and power lines across Juneau County. Winds reached up to 140 miles per hour, the strongest tornado Wisconsin has seen since 2021. Governor Tony Evers visited the area yesterday to thank first responders and assure people that help is on the way. He did declare a state of emergency. The Weather Service has confirmed 4 other tornadoes Tuesday night. Last night, southeastern Wisconsin had more tornado warnings, more impacts that weather experts will need to investigate. Flooding has closed several highways across northeast and north central Wisconsin, and more could shut down as rain continues. State transportation officials are urging drivers to stay alert and check road conditions before heading out. WisDOT says never drive through standing water or around barriers, and always follow detour routes. Crews are working to clear storm damage, so drivers should slow down and watch for flashing lights. And Wisconsin ranks among the top states for remote work. That's according to a new report from WalletHub. Electricity costs and access to broadband internet are credited with putting Wisconsin at the 28th best place to work remotely. The state ranked 5th in having the most cybercrime per capita. Iowa ranked at the bottom of all the states for working from home. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Concern at Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers sports department facing challenges. The chancellor is leaving. The university system president has been fired. But Marcus Sedbury says there'll be no sudden changes while he serves as the Badgers interim athletic director. Head coach Luke Fickell on his boss, Chris McIntosh, leaving the program.
It's not easy to lose a friend, right? I mean, we've all been through it in the past. And so that's the difficult thing. That's the guy that you could visit with and sit down with. And not that I can't do that with Marcus, but anytime that there's things like that that are changes that people you know were in your corner, it's always a little difficult. Disappointing, whatever you want to say, but, so is life.
Baseball, the Brewers pulling out a 2-1 win over the Blue Jays last night. Manager Pat Murphy and reliever Aaron Ashby coming in to get the win, and Abner Uribe with the save.
You know, Ashby and Uribe at the end was really, really special. Uribe's tempo and energy leave no doubt that he's healthy.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful sunshine this afternoon in mid-70s as a light south breeze develops. Tonight, mostly clear skies, mid-50s. On Friday, heads up, showers and storms in the afternoon. Some severe, some heavy rainfall as well. High temperatures in the mid-70s. It's 60 at our studios.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.